The Indianapolis Public Schools District announced its Principal of the Year. From WFYI's Education Desk, Elizabeth Gabriel spoke to Principal Daria Parham about her experience leading Paul Miller School 114 and the possibility of it merging with another school next year.
How long have you worked in education, and why were you inspired to work with students?
So I have always been with IPS. It'll be 19 years in January. From a little girl, I've always wanted to be a teacher, and I am a product of IPS. So I went to IPS schools for basically my entire youth. I graduated from Barapo High School. I'm a proud Rocket, and I knew I always wanted to come back to IPS. I just enjoy the relationships I get to build with my students and truly seeing the difference that I make with them academically and like socially. I just see their growth as well.
And School 114 had the largest IPS improvements in on-grade level reading and math scores last year. What are your strategies to improve academic outcomes for all students?
Well, we first start off by making sure students know where they are, right? So students have to know, like, this is where my reading level is. This is where I am performing for my math. And then we have data talks every quarter. So we talk about grades from the previous quarter, any scores the students received, and then we set action plans. And so when students meet their goals, we celebrate. So we have what we call, it's kind of like Wheel of Fortune. So students get prizes when they spin the wheel for meeting their goals. And then sometimes just even in the hallway, they'll stop me and say, hey, Ms. Farham, I met my NWEA goal. And I'll give them a high five, and I'll make a big deal out of it every single time because I really want them to know the importance of that. And then also really cultivating my teachers as well. So helping them understand how to meet students' needs and figuring out the best way to help students meet their goals as well.
And then IPS has proposed a plan to merge School 114 with School 19. Some parents from School 19 are concerned about your ability to help English language learners since your school only serves about 8% non-English speakers and School 19 serves about 30%. How do you plan to support this population of students and their families?
One thing that I know for sure is best practices are best practices. So we have a really strong foundation in, again, meeting students where they are and helping them to achieve their goals. So I feel like my staff has a strong foundation in just those best practices in any way. So we can just carry that over to meet the needs of the students at School 19. Also, in the near future, my team will be doing PSYOP training, which is a method for instructing students who are English language learners. So we've already started planning things that we can do to specifically meet students' needs that are English language learners. But also, I feel like I'm really good about taking challenges on, right? So if that is a challenge, I'm going to figure out what is best needed so that my teachers and my students have what they need to be successful.
What will you do this school year and next school year to help students from both schools feel comfortable if the merger is approved?
Well, I want to do some things this year as far as like having some community events, incorporating students from School 114 and School 19, some team building things. I am in the process of hiring a what's called FACE liaison, which is basically our parent liaison to plan some events. I would like to have conversation with parents to find out what their needs are and specifically what things they enjoy about what's happening at 19 so that we can carry those things, some of those things over. So there's still some kind of continuity there and make the transition even smoother. And then for the students, I would like to have some conversations with students too to see what they would like to happen. But in the beginning of the year, I am planning to do a lot of community building within the classrooms, you know, helping people to understand the vision and the mission that we have. And it's just about all of our students. So it's not, well, these are 114 kids and these are 19 kids. We're all together and we're all, you know, working towards the same goal.
Great. And congratulations again. And thank you for speaking with me.
Thank you for coming out. We appreciate it.